Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm back again.
Speak. Do a test.
Testing, testing. Tap, tap, tap. Is it on?
Yep.
Yeah.
This cord is trash.
Trash.
Trash. Okay. Hi, Donovan.
Hi. I'm back at it again, I guess.
He's back. You know, I just want to preface this whole episode by saying my nephew should be a debt collector because he will not let you forget you owe him something.
What? Oh.
You owe me!
So can you please inform the audience of what it is that I, your lovely Chichia, owe you?
You owe me an interview. So remember from last year.
Last year.
I interviewed you.
Yes.
And you told me that you'd interview me.
Yeah, but you know,
and
it was like
one year later in 2023.
It was like a joke. Like, you know when you say like, oh, I'll interview you, ha ha ha. Like it would. It was like a maybe one day, and here we are doing that day.
Wow. Time flies so fast when you're on as a podcaster.
Well, I've actually not been making as much content, which we've talked about.
Yeah.
My question is, why do you want to be interviewed so badly?
I have a strong urge to answer any question that comes my way. So I want to be prepared.
Before we...
And also, I want to be on this podcast.
Okay, yeah, that's really the real reason. Before we kick it off, can you tell everybody what award you just won at school, was it? Or summer camp, or what was it?
Oh, yeah, award?
Yeah.
There's this thing that I do called Kids Strong. It's kind of like a workout for kids. I recently got a rank up, so a lot has happened over
No. You won the award for being the most curious.
No, that wasn't Kids Strong. That was at July summer camp.
This boy's out here winning so many awards, he doesn't even know which ones he won. Should I do the intro?
Sure.
Welcome back to Not Your Average Joe, the podcast that'll make anyone a little less average. I'm your host, Joe Franco, and I'm joined today by my lovely 11-year-old nephew, Donovan. Donovan, welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm back at it again.
Are you prepared? I know you were being a schlub on the couch, we both were, and then I realized if I didn't get up, take a shower, do my makeup, set up my studio, you would not let me live another day without reminding me that I owe you this podcast. But are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I think child wisdom is the best wisdom, and so I'm very excited to ask you questions, but you know what's really even more exciting than my questions?
What?
The audience's questions. Whoa. And your questions, of course. Oh yeah, and also, by the way, Donovan has since become a Duolingoer. Today he was doing Japanese. You got any Japanese you want to spit out?
How you say cool in Japanese is kakui.
Kakui.
And lawyer is bengoshi.
The essentials. Cool lawyer.
And we all know sensei means teacher.
Okay. Nice. And mizu.
Mizu. Mizu means water. So like, and gohan means rice, and do means and kudasai means please. So if you say gohan to mizu kudasai, that means rice and water, please.
This guy's a polyglot.
Kill the intro, sis.
You know she's not your average Joe, not your average Joe.
First question is actually from a Brazilian follower, and she says, qual é a sua lembrança mais feliz até hoje? Can you guess what she's asking?
No.
What is your happiest memory up until today?
Up until today? That's very hard. That's difficult. My happiest memory?
Mm-hmm. How about this year? What was your happiest memory?
This year?
Yep.
That is also difficult. My happiest moment until now was my dad and Megan, my stepmom, were going on to Rhode Island, and I didn't come with them and got to spend mom's birthday with her and got to babysit my second dog.
So you mean this weekend? This last, like, literally two days ago?
This past weekend.
That was the best memory of your year? Why?
I want to spend her birthday with her.
I even flew back from Belgium for the occasion.
That was a very treasuring moment.
I would have to say that this past weekend was one of my favorite memories too. We got to see each other. Your mom's birthday, we hung out. Vovó's birthday, we hung out. Core memories.
Yesterday. Our joys are literally just like exploding. I've also heard that they're coming out with it Inside Out too.
Ah, and there's a reason to really explode from joy. What does family mean to you?
What does family mean to me?
Another follower asks.
It means a lot of things. Just like spending time together, like we said, and just like having someone who can help you in hard times, who you can talk to. Like when you're like having just like a mental problem, or like other family members who know what it's like to go through that, but or like also what to do about that. I really thought like having someone to talk to, having someone to help you with your troubles, that's what family is to me.
Wow, Donovan, you are wise, my nephew.
I'm wise beyond my years.
He knows it too, he knows it. You just lost some wisdom points because wise people are humble too.
I sure am.
What is the hardest decision you make every day? Wow, you guys are coming in with the heavy hitters.
We just got into this podcast too.
What are the hardest decisions or the hardest decision you have to make on a daily basis, Donovan?
Whether or not I want to get up.
Oh man, tell me about it. You're not a morning person, I've noticed. Donnie is entering his preteen era. You know that era where you would like sleep willingly until noon if somebody let you?
This is when it starts hitting hard. Like when my sleeping genes start hitting hard and just like, hey, don't wake up. Get your beauty sleep.
Get your beauty sleep. Okay, any other tough decisions you have to make on a daily basis?
No.
That's great.
Every once in a while, I have to make a few hard decisions, but not on a daily basis. Just, do I want to wake up, or do I just want to sleep till next year?
Oh, God, later, boo. I wanted to sleep until next year until you suggested that, you didn't even suggest that we do the podcast because you had this, like, silent urge that I could sense next to me while I was a booger on the couch. Anyways, I would have slept until, like, next week had your silence not killed me softly and spatulated me off the couch. This boy. Okay, another question. Do you sing? If so, what's your go-to karaoke song? Y'all, this boy has a beautiful voice.
I don't like to sing in public. I have stage fright.
Me too. Did you know I have stage fright as well? You didn't know that?
You're not on a stage.
No, but I give speeches sometimes.
You do?
Yes, and have you noticed that I never sing in public? But I sing... Yeah.
Like, remember when we were at Chiyu's house and you sang with Mom?
Yeah, what'd you think about that?
You guys sound so great together. I can't.
You think so?
I can't. I don't know why you're not on Spotify as an artist of songs.
Me.
You.
With my sister.
With your sister. Franco Fury.
Franco Fury, are you gonna join the band? Of course you are.
If I get to be the drums.
No, you have to be a vocalist too. So yes, you are a singer as well and you share my stage fright. So you don't like to sing in front of people. Why not?
Why not? Because, I don't know, I just get embarrassed and I'm just, it's like... way too early because I see eyes everywhere and that triggers my adrenaline.
Why? Because it's like too much attention on you?
Yes, but I do sing.
He sings amazing. You want to sing something?
No.
What's your favorite song to karaoke to? That was actually part two of this question.
The one that I recently did in a karaoke club that my mom does. You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me from Aladdin.
I don't know the lyrics. What are the lyrics?
You're not trying to force me to sing.
Come on, Donnie. I love your voice. Plus, there's nobody here. All you got are my eyes. Are those scary? Yes, because I'm exhausted.
There could be, like, when we post this, people could be watching.
Maybe
That's
they
what
are.
I will know.
Maybe they're not, though. What if they're not?
Someone's probably watching this or listening to this right now.
You know what I always think about when I'm afraid of being on stages? You have a gift to share with the world, and it sounds cheesy, but it's true, but what you do on stage can help other people feel better. Like, when you sing, it makes me happy. And if you don't sing, you're depriving me, or you're taking away the chance for me feeling happy. But imagine if you could make somebody's day with your talent. I mean, you already do. You're so talented. But it's not just because you're talented. It's because you work hard and you're curious and you want to keep on going. Your voice is amazing. And I just don't want you to get embarrassed and stop practicing.
Then I believe it.
I believe it. You've been holding that in for a year, haven't you? Yeah. Okay, was he the one on the podcast? If so, how did it feel being interviewed that time? Well, Donnie,
I wasn't being interviewed.
Exactly.
I was interviewing her.
And how did that feel?
That felt like I had a lot of questions and I expected none of them to go unanswered. And I'm going to say right now, you did not disappoint.
How so?
How so? Because you answered my every question. That's
I did,
how.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're answering all of my questions now, so you're not disappointed either. Next question. Does he want to learn multiple languages as well?
I'm literally doing Duolingo, so that really answers the question for me. I don't need to talk to answer that question.
So today we had a conversation about languages in the car, remember?
Yeah, and I saw her doing Duolingo. I'm like, ew, can I try that? And then she handed me the phone. I'm like, wait a minute, can I do Japanese?
And just like that.
Because I'm going to be traveling to Japanese and I have enough... No, not Japanese, Japan.
He's already doing great.
I'm going into Japan because I have money for my passport.
That was my birthday gift to him when he turned 11 because I think it's about time. You get your passport. So when are we...
I have a feeling we have to ask Mom and Dad.
So you do want to learn multiple languages. You want to learn Japanese. Any other languages?
Portuguese. So I can travel to Brazil too. When I speak English, people will not understand. That's why I will want to have to be prepared. Like, want to have been prepared to talk in the way that they talk. Because if I talk in a foreign language, there's no way people are going to understand.
It's true. Although you are very expressive with your facial expressions and your body language, which is very important. And that's very useful when you're in a space where people don't understand you. But I feel like there's nothing like the connection of the same language. And isn't it weird that you have family members who are related to you and they don't speak English? How does that feel?
I have no words for this. Because it's so indescribably confusing in the most... I told you, I don't have any words for this.
Your grandpa in Brazil does not speak English. If you learn Portuguese, you will be able to get to know your grandpa, for instance. Or you'll be able to get to know your cousins and uncles and aunts. And it's just going to open up a whole new door of family. You know how you love family so much? Imagine unlocking a whole new group of people that are your family. That's what languages has the power to do.
I had this kind of theory. I thought everyone is uncles and aunts, brothers and sisters, moms, grandmas, great-grandmas, because we're all God's children.
It's almost Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. So what's the rest of the theory?
We're all God's children, so we're all family.
So
no matter where, no matter what.
And that makes you feel good.
That makes me feel good. We literally have family all around us. That was true, which it is, kind of not. We'd have family everywhere.
That is a great way to live, because if you feel like everybody's your family, then you're going to treat everybody with kindness. And the hope would be that they would treat you with kindness back, correct?
Treat people the way you want to be treated.
But now, let me kick it up a spicy level. What if somebody doesn't treat you well? What do you do?
A person's a person, and I can't do anything about that. So I do nothing. Just walk away.
Just walk away. Okay, great, great answer. Next heavy-hitting question. What do you think about climate change?
Mother Nature, you really did us bad on this one.
No, we really did Mother Nature bad on this one.
Really?
Yeah, Mother Nature's retaliating. It's like, we started the problems, and she's like, I'm gonna show you who's boss.
So she spiced it up?
Well, she's letting us know who's boss.
So we were polluting the area?
We've polluted the area.
I'm very disappointed to anyone who tries to pollute the area, because You're literally risking your lives. What is the point?
Well,
what are you doing to your... Look what you are doing to this world.
It's true, but you realize, like, we all pollute. It's just the system that we're living in.
Everything
you do pollutes. Like, right now, these lights are on. It's pollution. Light pollution.
I'm disappointed in myself now.
Well, yeah, I think it's so hard to
I'm
be...
disappointed in everybody.
We're all disappointed. To bring it up on an optimistic question, somebody asks, what's your opinion on soup? And that's Leah. She's a Joe Club facilitator. She asks everybody this question, and it's an amazing question.
I'm not a soup kind of guy.
What?
Yeah, no.
You don't like soup at all?
Not at all.
Not even like a little chicken noodle soup when you're sick?
Chicken noodle soup is the only thing I'd accept.
Chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side? Yeah.
As long as it's ginger ale.
Okay, and what about chunky soup versus brothy soup? That's the real polarizing question here.
Chunky soup? I like the chunky soups because it really tells me the flavors. Like, what do you put in this? What do you put in that? What ingredients do you use for this type of soup?
So you feel weird when you're just drinking a liquid and you don't know what went into the liquid?
Yeah, I'm just like, what is this made of?
Exactly. I kind of agree. It's about transparency at the end of the day. Tell me what is in my soup and I will enjoy it more.
Yeah. So if you don't tell me what is in this soup, I will be scarred because I don't know what it is. It could be something that's not good.
Could be toenail soup. Ooh, and you'll never know.
Toenail soup? I mean, it could be something that we don't even know. Only the makers of soup would know what the heck is in that broth.
So if you want to be...
Of course it's going to be water, but what is used to flavor it?
Right, it's true. Yeah, next time you're eating some brothy soup, just ask yourself the questions we're asking ourselves here.
Just think, what is broth made of? That's a good question of the year.
Broth made of? Wow.
It's like every time you drink that broth, you're like,
what is it made of?
Should I really drink this?
And you just keep drinking it because it's too late, you know?
I mean, it's too late. I'm already drinking it. Too bad. It could be anything. It could be anything, but I'm still gonna drink it. That's not my problem.
Okay. We're gonna move it on because this is why Leah always asks people this question. It gets everybody's panties in a twist. Soup question. Wow. Talk about icebreaker. Talk about soup maker. Okay.
Talk about noodle breaker.
Noodle breaker. What is one of your life goals?
One of my life goals is to be a professional rapper.
Which is a full circle moment because your dad wanted to be a professional rapper.
The rapper line can't end here.
You got a little lyric you want to spit at us?
I mean, I'm not fully trained yet. Being a rapper doesn't mean just beatboxing.
Well, you could beatbox so well too. Can you give us a beat? He's so good. Okay, if it's one thing Donnie's good at, it's beatboxing. I mean, you're so good at so many things, but you've practiced for hours and hours. I know this. You do it in the shower, don't you?
I don't.
Come on.
No.
Yeah. Just a tiny one.
Yeah.
Is that already?
No.
Yeah. I think we can wrap up with the last fan-submitted question. What is your advice for kids starting their first year of school?
What do you mean by first year of school? First grade?
Let's say kindergarten advice and then first grade advice.
Remember those letters, kids. You don't want to forget. And numbers, too. You're going to have to use those numbers and letters. That's going to have to be put to use because it gets really difficult when you get into sixth grade.
What's your favorite subject in school?
Literacy.
So reading?
Literacy and music.
Do you like writing?
Writing isn't my cup of tea. It's just the prefixes and suffixes that I need to learn. More words that I can use. To help people, people who don't speak English with me, I want them to become bilingual.
Well, how are you going to become bilingual fast?
How am I going to? Duolingo, of course.
Of course. And any other tips on language learning?
Language learning? When you're doing prefixes, remember that prefixes are prefixes and suffixes are suffixes.
Can you give me the pre as in before? Okay. So do you have an example of a prefix?
Okay.
Class is in session.
So preheat, to heat before.
And a suffix?
That's a problem.
Any questions that you'd like to ask me before we wrap up?
How many questions do you think you can take before your sanity crumbles?
1,000,005? Actually, that's a great question, and I think we can find out as soon as I turn off the camera, because my battery life is not infinite.
Not good.
Any other questions?
So you started off traveling when I was born. What inspired you?
Well, now that's like another episode. We gotta save that for part 3 of this series. Traveling is the best school, I think. The best classroom. And I mean, there are quotes on the internet that you could find in like fridge magnets that say the same thing. But it's true, because when you travel, you leave your comfort zone, you leave your family, you leave everything that you know if you travel very far to different places, and it tests you. It tests your ability to connect to human beings when you don't know their language. It connects your ability to figure things out when things are really hard. And I think when we moved from Brazil to the States when I was 5, it created that personality in all of us. Like me, your mom, Chichiu, we all have this curiosity for other people because we know what it is to be the other.
Hold on. I thought this was for a different episode.
Okay, yeah, we're going to continue this part 3. So now I'm going to...
Maybe not.
Maybe a joke, yeah. Yeah. I might be serious, or maybe I'm not serious, yeah. But I would like to do a part 3 with you.
Maybe next year or a few more months.
Maybe next week. Who knows? Let's keep it interesting, you know? Okay, let's do part 3. We'll just pass the baton. Next time you interview me, and then I'll circle it back and interview you. And then you interview me, and then I interview you. And I'm committing to a season with Donovan, it seems. That's it for the day. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to see a part 3 with Donnie and me, please subscribe to this podcast, share it with a friend, and slide up in my DMs at @Joe_Franco. Or you can watch bonus clips on the show's Instagram at @NotYourAverageJoePod. Donnie, any final thoughts, words, comments, concerns, inspiration?
So, like she said, thank you for watching. Subscribe to this, might be on YouTube, maybe not.
He's getting my work rhythms.
Gotta keep working like I've been doing this school year.
It's true.
I've been reading 25 pages a day.
Great. Keep it working, keep it moving, and we will see you next time. Maybe in a year, maybe in a week.
Maybe in a few months.
We don't know. We don't make promises here that we cannot keep.
Okay. No promises. Don't tell.
Nope. If you don't have promises, you can't be disappointed. That's it.
Bye. Yes! Imagine, just like, we just make new bloopers. Like, we just do a recap. And then we just say, now it's up to the new ones.
What do you mean, the new ones? I'm like stuttering here. The new ones.
That's a blooper right there.
And you know what? I've been holding in a snotty nose. Oh my god, I've been trying to hold that in the whole time.
TMI.
Where are the tissues?
They're eating.
I just noticed you had a little feather on your face this whole time.
A feather?
It's good luck. It's bloopers.
That whole thing! I had a little feather on my face, bro. Oh my.
Oh my, 45 minutes later, shout out to that feather. Okay, anyways.
All right.
Cool. So that's it for the day. Wow. Damn it. It was just you say bloopers that everything started going wrong. I might like get your birth certificate and do it. I'm going to talk to your sister. I mean, what? My sister, your mom.
Mm-hmm. I have a sister?
No. Although sometimes I'm like... Are we brother and sister? No, we're not. I'm your aunt, and that's the end of that. Wow, we're bizarre. I think I put the heater on. That or it's hot up in here.
Probably because we're too hot.
No. It's been 28 minutes. 1 hour and 59 minutes is how many more minutes we have on this memory card.
It's not really long, is it?
I mean, yeah, it's a lot of things to edit. We got a lot. We got it in a can.
Yes.
Yes. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.